This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Lots going on. Some of you have been listening to, or had been listening to, or maybe replaying and listening to the president's speech. Always love when he does this. And especially just before the show, it's always exciting. No, but I mean, seriously, I do appreciate when he does that, because, man, I tell you what, gets people pumped up, gets them riled up. You know, you're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Sorry, I get all excited. You know what I'm saying? On GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us here, or spending with me anyway, on the air and in the text, you know, texting and tweeting. If you go up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. What is this thing doing? There's all kinds of stuff you can do there. Okay? You can give me your email address. That would be really cool. Because if you give me your email address, then I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on, what we're going to be talking about on the show. And that way there you can be informed. You can be engaged, involved. If you don't want emails, because a lot of you have said, not really interested in the emails. I get enough of them. I don't need any more. Then what you need to do is give me your text, or I'll text you. So you want to text TRS. I tell you to write it down, but you've got the phone in your hand. You don't do it. Unless you're driving, then don't do it. TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And I really, you know, I appreciate you guys getting involved, getting engaged. Check out the website. Check out what we got going on. Let me know what you like, you don't like. If you like some of the articles, click like on them. That would be really cool. If you head over to Facebook, do the same thing there. You know? Let me know that you like it. You like what you're reading. You like what's up there. Anyway, you know, you got to go back. You got to listen to the president's speech on your own. There's so much good stuff in there, and some of it is the same stuff we've heard before. But as he moves forward with it, as he talks to more people about it, there's a little more life and vigor in it, if you would. Do you know what I mean? I mean, he talks more. Like I loved it when he was talking about what the Democrats were standing for, and he used your own language to throw it right back in their face. He says, "Hey." You know, they want you, or they're okay with ripping babies out of their mom's womb and killing them. And then he says, even that governor from Virginia, right? He said, you know, we'll deliver the baby and then we'll sit there and make a decision how we're going to kill it. I thought that was great. You cannot run away from that. You can't do it. Now, what the Dems have been doing, if you've been listening to the mantra, they say that never happens. Well, if it never happens, why did you have to put it in the bill? If it's not of concern, if it's nothing you need to worry about because it doesn't go to, then what's the problem? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Would love to know what you have to say about it. You know, I was feeling bad today about, I know. Feeling bad today about that AOC, she doesn't seem to be in the news cycle as much, huh? And I was trying to figure out why. I'm, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. And when you think about it, She hasn't said anything extremely stupid. Maybe she's kept her mouth shut. Maybe she has been out cold on the couch at home or something. I don't even know. Right? I mean, the president hit hard, too, today on socialism and communism. Big time. And the you heard the crowd go crazy. Now, Elizabeth Warren was pretty excited today. And her team was excited, you know why? They were excited because they got 700 people out to one of her rallies, one of her campaign rallies. And they just thought that was wonderful. Are they setting their sights low? Is this the best they can do? I think, what is it, President Trump, he had over 40,000, or somebody will have to give me the number later on. Yeah, how many thousands of people applied for his, to get tickets to his event? Right? Think about that. I love it. I love it in more ways than one. Because they keep telling us and telling us and telling us how much President Trump is hated. How much people can't stand him. They can't stand to be around him. They can't stand anything about him. Well, how do you explain this? How do you explain people waiting in line, waiting to get in, waiting to be part of the process if he's so hated? I love the fact that he had people yanked from his event. That was exciting, too. I like that a lot. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. AOC she's getting virtually no love at home. I wonder why that is, right? No one in Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, I'm not even going to say her name. AOC's district has donated to her re-election campaign. That's according to her recent report. A new analysis of those who gave or have given to political contributions to Socialist Rep. AOC, her re-election campaign, has reportedly found that only 10 contributions live inside of her network. You're going to see her district. You're going to see this more and more with these whacktoid first-year Congress people. I saw the same thing locally with my own congressperson who raised like $1.6 million. She got a whole bunch of money from Bloomberg the first time around to take the seat away from a Republican. And now she's getting virtually nothing from her local. What does that tell you? If she's getting all the money from the big corporations, you know, the ones that they hate so much, what does that tell you? Not the smartest guy in the room. But you know who is? Corey Duncan. And he's going to join us after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
There you go, happy beach music. It is happy beach music, by the way. That's right. I'm expecting Annette Funicello to come walking through the door any time now. But, you know, here in California today, I was driving down the road, and I wasn't looking. I'm surprised my tires didn't melt. It was like 108 degrees where I was at. I was like, my God, are you serious? I could feel the heat radiating off the glass in the car. So thank God that they can take a little heat, because, man, we'd all be miserable. Joe and Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But the guy you've all been waiting for, okay? Corey Duncan. I mean, there's no game playing here. You're going to hear it. What's that old saying? You're going to hear it like it is, whether you like it or not. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to say thank you for having me again, and God bless everyone that's out there tuned in. Always, I want to say a big hello to all of my family, friends, and my beautiful wife, Anna.
You know, and I say hi. Hi, Anna. Yeah, I know you're watching, because you're making fun of him in the background. I know you are. So, I, I was having a feeling fest for AOC in the first segment. You know, I'm feeling bad for her because, you know, she's so popular. She's so powerful. She's got it so much together that she can't raise money in her own district for herself. She got 10 contributions in her little area there, right? And I think it amounted to a little over, ready for this, $1,500 from her little neighborhood. Now, I don't know her neighborhood. You know it better than I do. But the average freshman gets a little over $100,000, you know, pretty quick for a re-election campaign from their local areas. But she has got, I think, what is she? She's got a 21% favorable rate. And let me see. She's got a 10% of the people in her district trust her. 10%. And only 13% that they would vote for her again. And they make fun of President Trump. Are we serious? This is great, isn't it? Isn't this cool?
Well, I'm not surprised by none of that. None of these liberals have anything good to say or anything positive to add to what President Trump is doing. The one thing is that as long as we continue to have this ignorant attitude about things, well, you're not going to change them. You're not going to change them. So you know. The best thing to do is to let them say whatever they want to say and just continue to move forward. And any endeavor that you have as far as like moving up in the trying to get yourself heard, and I especially speak this to all conservative podcasters and broadcasters, who are the positive ones and the ones that actually have an agenda and that's trying to get something done. You know, you have your other ones that's not trying to get anything done, that's not trying to get anything accomplished. It's just it's just the same old, same old, the same old, same old. You know, all they done is taking up air and opportunity for us to progress and for us to make a lot of American citizens' lives a lot better.
Yeah, no, I just find it, you know, we get caught up in the garbage too fast, and people need to realize that just because AOC is loud, just because she has a lot of followers on Twitter or what have you, doesn't mean she's got any love coming from home. And seeing the numbers is proof of that. Now, watch as time goes on where some of these freshman congresspeople get their money. Because they're not going to be able to get their money anymore from their neighbor. They don't like them. So they're going to have to get the Democrat Party heavily involved in their races. Otherwise, they're not going to be raise money, and they're going to lose. And I think she's going to lose her seat anyhow. She could run. I don't know. Mickey Mouse could run against her at this point, and she could lose. She will lose her.
The problem is that we need to get away from these relics, and that's even in the Republican Party. Also, we need to get away from these relics from these people that have been brought off by the banks of the world, that have been brought off by a certain conglomerate. Yep. You know, Ted Cruz is another sellout. A lot of these people, and I mean, Ted Cruz at first, he was all on board. And then when I started finding out more and more about his background and more about his wife's background, I was like, oh, yeah, they already bought and paid off. And so, you know, that's why I feel like a lot of these people, you see them, and then, you know, they're so happy to see President Trump coming. And I said, I hope President Trump still has at least four bulletproof vests on, a staff vest.
Oh yeah.
If these people take and get anywhere close to him, they're gonna take and stab him in his back. And yep. I continue to tell him, you know, you gotta be careful because it's a lot of snakes on the conservative side also. I don't trust nobody in neither one of these parties. Both of these people in these parties, and you know me how hard I am, because I've been on both sides of the table, so I know exactly what's going on. And I know that a lot of people there's a lot of people that don't like what I say about a conservative, but I tell it the way it is. I don't. That's why I'm glad I'm not on either side. I'm independent.
Well, I told you when you first came on the show that the ones that would bite you the hardest would be conservatives, right?
Oh, you gave me that speech,
yeah,
and I'll never forget it. And guess what? You were 110% right,
hey.
Because it was the people that I thought that was, you know, that
hey,
I thought
Johnny,
was really on
look,
board.
We got us a conservative black guy. Come on over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a couple. There's a couple. Well, we got our token Spade that we're going to bring on, and he's going to speak for. Oh, no, brother. You got it totally twisted. I'm not here for that. I'm not here to be the token black man. You got it twisted.
But I got to admit, I love it because they're so predictable. And it's easy to call them. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just so easy. And people need to realize it. People need to realize what's going on. That's why I said, in the last election, as upset as I was that we lost so many seats, I realized that the majority of the seats that we lost were not Republicans anyhow. They weren't fighting for anything. Right? Not for us, anyway.
Well, no, not for us. Well, like I told you, this party has been broken. It was broken when they started giving the grassroots conservatives and a lot of the Tea Party people a little bit of, they started getting them a little bit of fame, a little bit of the power, a little bit of money, and it went to their head. And they were like, well, you know, if you give a group of people something they're not used to, they're all turning on each other, and that's what's happening. Now everyone is out for themselves. They're not trying to actually help the citizens. Give me one thing that most of these people have done. Nothing but still your rhetoric or still your ideas and try to take it and use it for their ideas when it's not going to work because, number one, you're not in it for what you say you're in it for.
Yeah, you know what? My old catchline used to be like, you know, real talk, real people, real issues. And I don't want to say his name, but remember, I read it to you. Somebody stole it from me, and I just went, you know what? You can have it, you know?
Right.
Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. It's real talk on this show with Corey Duncan right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump back out on the campaign trail, holding a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in New Hampshire.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart.
As for the Democrats, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper dropping out of the race for president. Word is he may be thinking about running for Senate as Democrats in the state try to beat Republican incumbent Cory Gardner. The plot thickens in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation as results of the autopsy leak. Reports indicate he had broken bones in his neck, which could suggest he was strangled. On Wall Street, the markets mixed. The Dow up almost 100 points to close at 25,579. The Nasdaq down 7 points. The S&P 500 up 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You need to stop when you get to the California highway if you're motoring west. Do not cross over the line. Make believe like there's a big force field there. Won't let you in. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, head up to the website. I want you to do one of two things. Either give me your email address. Okay, it's up there right on the front page of the website, therealside.com. We send out one email a week. Go ahead and support the show. Number two is if you don't want an email, a lot of you don't want all the emails, you know, and all that. I get it. So simply text the letters TRS for the real size, for those of you who are a new challenge. TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Let me get him on because he's chopping at the bit and you're waiting to hear from him. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Hey, don't we look like twins? Got a smile, Corey. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Always a pleasure to appear, and I would like to apologize to all of the United States Marine Corps. That's not one of our campaign covers. That's something fake that he has. So that's not a real campaign cover like
that's
the one
TRS
that I wear.
Cover right there. That's what it is.
Right. That's a Sunny Surplus or Walmart special.
I wear it to. Well, I wear it. That's all. I don't bring any honor to it, but you do, so thank you for your service. Always appreciate our servicemen and everything they do for us.
Thank you. You're very welcome, sir.
All right, so too bad we can't get a bunch of you guys over to Baltimore. What do you think, right?
That's what they need. They need a state of emergency, and then to call in some people that you know. It's interesting to me. I say this every time that I'm on here each week. It's interesting to me because that's the only thing that I can get out of my mouth is that it's interesting. You know, how do you offer? You know, it's a gentleman that are, and I guess I can say this, not classified or nothing. But during the Freddie Gray riots, NSA had gave some help to Baltimore City government, but it wasn't what their Fox affiliate, their local Fox affiliate, was broadcasting and telling, they were telling a lie. They said it was two planes that was flying over top of all of that Freddie Gray riots, and they was giving them surveillance feedback or whatever. And they were like, the gentleman offered that he's a contractor for the NSA or the federal government. Well, you know, I should say the NSA because that's what it was. It was sent. But anyway, to make a long story short, the gentleman offered his two planes for a whole year, fuel free, and I'll help you guys because it's obvious that the situation in Baltimore City is totally off the rails. I mean, you got police officers that's being shot down in broad daylight in front of their house after being chased or trying to be, it was supposed to have been a robbery. And that's like, he's still living. Well, he's doing better than what he was. But the thing of it is this. When you start having law enforcement targeted, you got problems. When you start having these villains and these kind of parasites, and they do things in broad daylight, there's no rule of law. There's no respect for the law. And if he offers it up, the police commissioner and the mayor turned it down. Then he offered again, and they said, well, we'll have a meeting, and we can discuss it. What is there to discuss? You had 200-plus murders. You need help from anyone you can get, from Captain Kangaroo to anyone that will offer help. And the lie that the Fox 45 affiliate told, that it was two planes, it wasn't two planes. They actually had Global Hawk drone that was flying over top of the city. And it was doing it. See, this is the thing. I wish people, if you're going to be a journalist, and this is to anyone out there that's going to journalism school, try telling the truth first. Because most journalists don't tell the truth about anything, conservative or Democrat or liberal. They're not telling the truth about anything. And it gets to be, after a while, it gets to be a little sickening because you watch television to get the truth. And it's no more better than I was watching, you know, the police officers that was gunned down yesterday during the narcotics bust. Yep. And the thing of it is that they say, I said to myself, I said, it won't be long before the liberals start tweeting. Wasn't that far? I turned around and looked at the television, and they said that the guy, I mean, and Dan Bongino, and I can't think of the other gentleman, had this gentleman on that was a liberal, and he was making up all kinds of just lies. And I'm like, you know, they say, you know, I know what one of them said. I think it was Dan Bongino. He said, well, look, it's the Philadelphia, and I think it was him. I'm not sure, because I won't quote him, alleged. But I thought I heard him say that in that neighborhood, that Philadelphia neighborhood is one of the poorest neighborhoods in Philadelphia. It's drug-infested and everything. So the thing of it was that they said, well, you know, all of the factory jobs are gone, so people just rely on selling drugs. Wrong. That's a choice they made.
That's right.
And most of them in that neighborhood is 90% black. You know where I'm getting going with this, Joe. You could put a factory two doors down from these black folks, and they still wouldn't work. What I'm getting ready to say, the Latinos, and I'm not even going to say all of the white folks, but most of all, our Latin Americans are hard workers, for the most part, the majority of them. The rest of them, you know what they're about. But they will work. They will work.
Mm-hmm.
Our folks, the folks here, the black folks and the white folks here, don't want to work. They want a handout. They don't want a handout. They just want to work. They want a $19 an hour job. Well, it's a $100,000 a year job. And they want to work 2 hours a day, and that's it. I'm sorry. I myself have seen this. I've seen this. And my favorite is because of their work ethic. They have a work ethic. And I'm not saying, okay, let me not say all black folks, but not all white folks. But the thing with it is that they have some sort of work ethic. And they're not worried about working for $10 an hour or $11 an hour. It's an honest living. But that's why I say for him to say that, if you're not from the hood, shut up. Because if you don't know this, if you don't know this culture, shut up. Because you don't know what you're talking about. And I get tired of these black people, these pro-black people, and these white guilt ones that get up and, oh, you poor black man, or this or that. Hey, look, don't get mad at me because I speak the truth. I tell the truth. I tell you what it is. And you better be glad my mother's not on here, because my mother will tell you that you know who ain't nothing and stuff. See, I cut it short.
Yeah, she
said, and ain't nothing. So how about that? So guess what? And guess what? And that comes from a long list of people that lived in the hood.
Yeah.
They don't have a work ethic. They want something for nothing. And I don't want to hear nothing but, it's jobs out here for everyone if you want to work.
Yeah.
That's the key. You got to want to work. You got to want to be able to provide for your family. You have to want to be able to succeed. I get so sick and tired. Everybody is an excuse maker now. Everything is an excuse maker. Like that bum Jay-Z who teamed up with the NFL. The NFL, I'm telling you right now, Joe, mark my words, they're going down a rabbit hole with him, that they're going to be sorry.
Yeah.
They're going to be so ever so sorry messing with him, that Lucifer Machiavellian type man like him and his Satanist priesthood, that witch. That with wife of his and stuff, and the rest of them out there in Hollywood, and especially, you know, that's what I tell you. That's what I tell a lot of people. You better do your research on these people before you want to start putting them on pedestals to know exactly who you're dealing with. All these,
yeah.
And that goes out to all of the fanboys and fangirls of these people.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick out of this. Like you just said, you know, people talking about this stuff. I was joking with you earlier when I said it really interesting was really did my heart good in a funny way to see all those racist white people in the MAGA hats and the MAGA shirts out there in Baltimore. And there were so many white folks that I figured would be so easy to see coming out there, Cummings out there, and I didn't see him. I'm wondering maybe he was
in
some other neighborhood, right?
Yeah. Matter of fact, he was probably at a deportation hearing,
yeah,
spending the taxpayers' money. That's probably where he was at.
Oh, God bless. Joe Messina, your host. Yes, he's coming back after the break. Corey Duncan joins us. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for being part of the solution. I mean, and I mean that sincerely. Let me bring him on, talking about being part of the solution. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. Yes, and as somebody in the chat room says, he's a man that definitely doesn't cut any corners. Corey, thanks for being with us.
I definitely don't.
No, you don't.
I definitely don't. I don't have time to.
Yeah.
I don't have time to.
I agree.
You know, the world is not set up like that, and the world is not set up for you, and I want to thank you for having me. I appreciate that. You and Tammy are the greatest. But let me tell you something. One thing I won't ever do is sit up and play a whole lot of games. I don't have time to sit up and do that. I don't have time to sit up and play with a bunch of grown folks when you got things before you that are serious, and we all sitting up playing this game like we living in a square and we on a good ship lollipop. That's not working.
No. And you ever notice that when they get elected, It's like they move in. There was never, ever, ever, ever the intent of our forefathers is that somebody would be, you know, 107 years on these, on you know, sitting in these seats for Congress and the Senate and what have you. Just craziness. So I'm hoping we have some major changes in 2020, and I mean that sincerely. Some of our
we need changes in 2020, and I'm quite sure some changes coming in 2024. And, you know, not that I know of anything particular. But anyway, you know, hopefully down the road that you know, because I hope this country definitely has a plan for after President Trump. Because we're going to need it, because we need another person of 8 years of his quality and of his stature. And, you know, just a basic, just a person that's a gunslinger that you know, he don't care. I mean, but if I say again, that's a New York trait. We don't care about what you think. We could care less. We don't care about what you think. We're not ones that sit up and we're sensitive, you know, moist about things or whatever. We don't have time to be that. Because guess what? Adversity builds leaders. And a lot of these people you see that claim that they've gone through adversity, and I'm like, man, if you've gone through adversity, you can hear it in a person's voice, in their stature, in their walk, and how they operate, whether they've been through anything in life, and whether they learned anything. You get a certain age, my mom always say that the older you get, the more wiser you're supposed to be, not the dumber you're supposed to get. And that's what's wrong with a lot of us people that's over 40 and that's 50 and over. It's just like, you see these people and it's just like, man, you should have a lot more on the ball and a lot more that structure in your life to make other people's lives better. Because that's what this is all about anyway. I know people think what I say sometimes is corny. This is not corny, man. This is actual living life. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to man up and help people, but not to make them where they are invalids and things like that. You for them help people to better themselves, get themselves together, get their life together. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's about giving back. It's not about take and everything like that. And that's why I always try to explain to people. You can tell people that's really about what they say they're about because they don't ask for anything. They don't ask for anything from anyone. When they do more giving than asking. And that's something that we don't see. We don't see that a lot from the Democrats or the Republicans. I don't see it a lot from conservatives or liberals. What I see is a lot of self-serving people to people that are not doing not one thing to help anyone else. They're not doing one thing or coming up with no kind of agendas or anything.
One of the reasons I'm always upset that there aren't more ex-military people running for office is because I've always felt when you go into the military, when you go into the service, you're not going in there for you. There's no upside to getting in front of bullets, right? I mean, you're not going in there to serve yourself. So when these guys come out of the military, there's so much they've learned, there's so much they've seen. Who is better in most cases, obviously not in every case, but who is better in most cases to serve the people again, to selflessly serve the people than military men? I think it makes all the sense in the world. And the sad part is we don't have them going into service anymore. And it's really, I think it's really causing us trouble and will continue to cause us trouble. You know?
I agree with you totally. But the one thing that I always wanted to tell, to always try to push young people, and especially it doesn't make all Americans. You know, I get tired always only saying young Americans, but I mean just all Americans should have a work ethic. You know, a work ethic of doing more with your hands and keeping your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut and do more with your hands. Work with your hands, as the Bible says. Work with your hands and start, make other people's lives better. What we've lost in this country is so much. That's why so much evil going on with a lot of these people, because it's Democrat against Republican, Republican against Democrat. And you're never, and that's one politician and Ben Carson said, you're never going to get anything done because the problem is not China, North Korea. It's us. And until we straighten this out and get this done. Until we get this done, until we stop acting like children and start and trying to prosper off a political gain or the taking get rich scheme and stuff. I see a lot of conservative podcasters and broadcasters do. And I'm sorry, I do. That's what I said. I got the time now to sit back and watch a lot of them. And a lot of them get mad at me, and they say little things in their chat rooms. I hear all of that, but I don't answer that. I don't. It's not deemed for me to give a response to people that's ignorant. What it is, you're mad because I'm the preacher and you're the congregation. And when I say something, you act like I'm stepping on your toes. You can see the people in the congregation when you see the pastor saying certain things. They looking all around with their bottom lip stuck up. Well, I wonder who we're talking about. I'm talking about you, ashy lips. That's who I'm talking about. I'm talking to the people in the front row with the Vaseline and the soup coolers. The Vaseline on the soup coolers. So that's who I'm talking to. Wow. The black folks like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Listen, I'm glad. I love when you come.
But see, I can say stuff like
there
that. You can't
go. That's right.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. See, you can only speak up for things like the Rocky movie, like when he put it all around him. You know, Apollo said, "Hey, look, if you can't fight, you can damn sure cook."
You know, well, I got to tell you something. So last week I did some numbers on what was going on in the black community and how much black garbage the black community gets from the Democrats. And I went through how the black community has been sold certain ideas and things for years. And I said, and today, 72% of homes in the black community do not have a man. They do not have a father in the house. All right. They have sold the narrative that it's okay for you to be a single mom, not to have, you know, a dad at home and all this stuff, and especially to inner city people. And because, you know, the government will take care of you. Don't worry about dad not being there. Don't worry about having that income, because we're going to give you that income. We'll take care of you. You will make sure you have an apartment. And look what it's done. It has ripped the black community apart over the last 50 years. You know, just nuts. And it makes me crazy. And they don't see how they're being taken advantage of.
Well, they said being taken advantage of, it's easy to take care of a mental, it's easy to take advantage of a mental invalid. It's easy to take advantage of people that don't know no better. That the only thing they know is what they hear and see. Our black leaders aren't really black leaders. The people in the black, you know who the black leaders are? It's the fathers that need to take back the homes. That's the black leaders. These gentlemen that they can send you to say that they're black leaders and stuff like that. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that. They caught me off guard. It happens sometimes with big guys and stuff. We belt and on live on the air, but that just goes to show you how human I am.
Well, we are
but
real.
Anyway, you know,
a real show.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Hey, where can you go and hear a 6'6" guy belch and still talk about politics and stuff? You know, hey, look, you know. But anyway, no, you know, it's sad because that's why I continue to stress about the black community is that you need to put the fathers back in the black neighborhood, well, in the family. But the fathers have to get themselves together. You can't ask a family, you can't ask a child, you can't ask your children, you can't ask the community to follow you if you don't exhibit leadership skills and also exhibit a plan, an agenda that's achievable. What goals are achievable.
Yep.
And that's what the problem is. But first, before you do anything, you got a relationship with God, man. I mean, I sit here and I laugh and I joke with you and I talk a lot of trash and I keep things real, but I got my relationship with God. I don't have to sit up. As long as God is happy with my relationship with him, that's all that matters. That's what we got a lot of people that try to sit up. And they try to sit up and play judge or juror of everything. And this is like, you know, I'm sitting up looking at them like, are you serious? You sit up and you play judge and jury about stuff. And you don't know what that man do and who he pray to.
That's right. That's right. Hey, listen, we're up against it. Tell people where to get more information about you.
www.conservativegen.com. Continue to support all conservative podcasters and broadcasters. And I just want to say a big hello to everyone and thank you for your continued support. God bless.
Only support real ones like me. Joe Mesidi, your host. Always a pleasure.
Exactly.
Next hour is a smorgasbord of crazy stories that you need to know and you need to hear about. First electric plane. We'll hear how that turned out. We'll be back in just a few minutes.